cool?
There was Paul's drugstore that had a lot of candy. Kids would go there.
Were there any names that you would attach to that store?
Candy?
Mm-hmm. No, that type of store.
A drugstore.
Was it a drugstore? Mm-hmm. And how about you know the type of store I'm talking about? There's always one or two around a high school.
Oh,
or
a soda shop or a hangout?
Yeah, that type of thing. Generally, if you're referring to someone, if you're talking to someone from Coral Gables,
yeah,
and you're referring to that.
The place?
Well, you know, whatever they might have one too, near their school, you know. Would there be any difference between the type of one that would be near an elementary school or near a high school?
Yeah, in high school. I think there's more around high school, because I remember at North Miami they had a lot, like a steak shop or different things kids could go on their lunch break. But in elementary school they just had, it was like drugstores that sold candy. That's mm-hmm. where kids would go.
Did you like have a group that you, your peers that you played with and everything when you were elementary school for
yeah.
now? When you refer to the entire, how did you refer to them? What do you call it? You know, what did you, like if you told your mother, say, I'm going out with the...
With the kids?
Is that how you would have said? Did you have any other names for your peers?
We used to have like clubs. We'd make like a Barbie club or name whatever we liked.
How about the type of group talk about?
It was like interest, but sometimes sometimes we said the gang.
Yeah. Any other things like that?
Gang.
They might have one too.
The club group. We used to have secret passwords.
Would there be any difference?
Okay. How about, what kind of churches were there in your community? Name as many as you can.
There's St. James Catholic Church, that's my church, and Central Baptist. Seventh-day Adventist, that's up the street.
What kind of... Did you like
there's a Presbyterian,
here.
And there's an Episcopal church.
Okay. How about what kind of streets are there? Generically now, you know, well, first off, what kind of streets do you have around?
They're numbered. The streets are numbered. And they're kind of quiet. There's no sidewalks. It used to be real quiet. And then they put in the expressway. That's about 3 blocks from our house. So now it's...
Which one's that?
I-95.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So, it's gotten more traffic.
Okay. What do you call, well, first off, what's this road, as you come down here off of, well, what do you call the ones that go over to the beach area? The roads from the mainland to the beach, what do you call those?
Avenues, causeways.
Okay. And in your mind, is there a designation for avenue? What it means?
No, I just usually think it's a bigger street.
Okay, how about a bigger one that's not just a little bit bigger than an avenue?
A thoroughfare.
Okay, how about Biscayne? What's a?
That's a boulevard.
Yeah, is that big? Is that bigger than an avenue in your mind?
Yeah.
Okay, are there any streets in Miami or in the area that you know of that you can get on at certain points, but you can't get off at any given point? You gotta stay on it to get to a certain point.
That's through street.
Generic.
All right.
Or it could be one way.
Yeah.
A one-way street.
All right, but you just can't, you know, like obviously you just can't turn right at any point or turn. Okay.
Yeah.
And are those like main arteries?
Yeah, and in South Miami they've got US 1 and South Dixie Highway at certain times in the day for traffic. You can't make any left-hand turns. You just have to keep going one way.
Okay. I'm going to ask, in the back of these, basically talking about the household items now. In the bedroom,